Modern women are racing against time to only end up facing the wall.
So you think you're going to be more attractive at 26 than now at 21?
I don't think my husband should care whether or not I'm hotter at 21 or hotter at 26. I don't know if that's what you're asking, but the younger I am, obviously, the more being in my 30s, like, I'll be my most attractive in my 20s. But that doesn't mean that that's going to stop me from finding a man when I'm older.
Would you agree that your chances will decrease as you get older?
As you get older, it could be harder to find.
Wouldn't it be better to leave the casino when in versus leaving with only 500K?
Yeah.
So why would you wait?
What do you mean?
Oh my God.
Women generally prefer men their age or older and avoid younger men. So as men age, naturally we have a greater pool of women. We see it in college. Freshman guys are mostly focusing on freshman girls, but seniors go after freshman girls. So senior men have a much larger pool. The inverse is true for women, assuming they are avoiding younger men.
What you're trying to say, a 34-year-old woman, right, is the same as a 34-year-old guy that's single, and I'm telling you it's not. At 34 years old as a woman, you've pretty much exhausted most of your value. Versus a guy that's 34 years old is still building his value, if he's doing the work and has more time. Again, women are given their value by Mother Nature, and Father Time takes it away.
For most women, yeah.
Okay, well, here's the thing. You're 34 years old, you're not going to be able to compete with a girl that's 24 years old that looks just like you. The guys are going to prefer the younger girl.
That's your opinion.
I mean,
again, yeah. That's your opinion.
That is not an opinion. That is a fact that men prefer younger women on average.
On the other hand, most 18, 22-year-old women don't have much interest in 30-year-old guys unless they have money. So, in many cases, a man might have less chance with a 19-year-old woman when he's 30 as opposed to 22. If I go on a social media dating platform right now, I'll get matches, with most women being above 27. If I filter away women above 27, I'll get as many matches as I did 5 years ago. In reality, men value three things in women: looks, age, and partner count. All three are associated with younger women. Younger women have fewer partners by pure math. Younger women are more fertile. See, older women are going to be nicer to you. They'll put in more effort, and they'll many times make the first move. Not because you are now more attractive, but because these women are less in demand.
Men age like fine wine, and men only hit their prime in their 30s. Men's peak, I think, really, especially if you take care of yourself physically, because that's also a big factor of it, 32 to 40?
Yeah.
Right? You know, I have so many years to be an incredible father, incredible husband, so I guess that's kind of the way I look.
When younger guys were getting rejected left and right, those were from women in their prime. Young women rejected you not because you weren't a good guy, but because they had more options. And we are talking about guys who aged well. Approximately one-third of guys will lose their hair, so a small portion of men will get fewer options as they age.
How horrible is it that the patriarchy society has made it that, you know, men age like fine wine, but what, women age like prunes, and when the menopause kicks, we're all dead. Like, it's just awful.
I don't think that came from patriarchy, that came from women.
Oh?
And I'll say that because it's women who express desires for qualities that older men have. That's where it's like men age like fine wine. It's not men that said that, it's women. The sexiest man alive for like the past 7-8 years running has been men over the age of 40. George Clooney was, Brad Pitt, I think Idris Elba. These are all men over the age of 40. So the whole thing that men age like fine wine has always come from women. It's never come from men.
It's pretty simple. Life is like a video game. Men and women have their advantages and disadvantages, so make the best out of what you got. Don't compare yourself with others. The older the woman is someone who has more partners, and she is not in her physical prime. And that's why they say women age like milk or prunes. Men age like fine wine because the older they get, the more financially stable they become. The older they get, the more experienced they are, and the more self-determined they act. To women, that's hot. She might be more mature, but that doesn't matter because of the negative aspects. Men age better because when we were in our 20s, women didn't care about us because we were too inexperienced, too young, and broke. When a man is older, he gets his priorities straight. And to be honest, he is in a much better financial position than he was before and has more experience with women, which makes him more attractive to younger women of today.
As a man, I think you get better looking every year. As a man, I think you become a better man every year.
If you are working on yourself. If you're not, then it goes the complete opposite way.
And that comes down to the voices in your head, man. Always say that every person has two voices.
Men have no clocks, so young men are forced to compete with old men for the same pool of young women. Notably, you have 30-year-old guys who are above 6 with good income, which is pretty tough competition for an average young guy. So, if men 18, 50 are going after women who are 18, 30, That's like a ratio of 3 men per woman. How good are any man's options at this point? Young women have the most bargaining power. Don't feel bad when you get rejected in college. The odds are just not in your favor. Imagine the last time you went to a party with 75% dudes. Real life has similar odds.
Okay, 30 years old, both of them make $100,000 per year. Who has more value in the dating marketplace, the man or the woman?
The woman.
Think the man now?
I think man.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm starting to shift a bit. Okay, 35 years old, both making $100,000 per year. Who has more command in the dating marketplace at this point, the man
always
or the woman?
Always the woman. As long as the woman makes the same amount as a man, she will always have more power than...
Okay, anyway. Okay. So the rest of you think it's the man, right? Okay, now 40 years old. 40 years old, making $100,000 per year, both. Who has more power in the dating game? The man or the woman?
I'm always going to stick with the man.
The man, right? Yeah. Okay. It, as I go up in 5-year increments, will the woman ever overtake the man?
I would say no.
No, right? No. So wouldn't it be fair to say that you have a finite amount of time to find the best guy that you can? About a 10-year window. Based on what we just talked about.
So what's that window? Between 20 to 30?
Yes. And you guys just literally agreed with me.
Well, that should be
Shout out to Kevin Samuels.
So, should men settle down early? Well, no. We don't have a biological clock. And we can wait because it is true, as they say, that men age like fine wine. Not just in terms of looks, but also in terms of maturity, and especially financial health. I would say if you aren't succeeding with young women before 25, you'll have a tough time at 30. Plenty of older women for you, though. Sure, there will be some guys who claim they're getting more college girls at 30 than 21, but how many of these guys exist out of millions? But guys who think they have an automatic shot at younger women when they're above 30 are in for a surprise. The fact you are competing with older guys for the limited pool of young women makes your odds significantly worse.
The older you get, the better you get.
That's not true at all. And with women, it's the opposite. With men, they age like wine if they do the work. With women, women age like milk, typically. Unfortunately. Mother Nature gives you your gifts. Father Time takes it away. Yeah. There's a reason why women wear makeup and they don't, you know, they call it Forever 21, not Forever 41. Shout out to Rollo.
Yeah.
Women understand that their value is inherently tied to their age.
That's right. Mother Nature gives women gifts. But Father Time takes them away. The sad thing is that women, especially those age 30 plus, get really upset with this biological truth with aggressive denial and claims of misogyny. Men take time, years, to acquire all that women find attractive whilst women are born with it, and it fades really, really fast from about 28 years old. This is generally said in mating scenarios, and no matter how politically correct and open-minded you try to be, it's true. Study shows men prefer young women. And women prefer older men, sometimes much older men, and are financially successful and secure. Men naturally prefer fertile women. Reproductive fitness takes a huge downward slope once you're over 30, especially for women, while it's not as severe in men's cases.
When the looks start to fade from a woman who is quite plain, she sees it as life. When the looks start to fade with an attractive woman, she sees it as disastrous because a lot of the power has gone. So they might, not always, but they might respond to it with a lot more insecurity.
Women instinctively value security, a man who can provide, which translates to financial security in the modern era. A man starts earning properly around age 30, and it usually goes up from there. Studies have also shown that men are happier when they are older, as women are generally happier in the prime of their youth. So, there you go. A man's market value goes up, and a woman's value decreases as they age in mating context. This might sound misogynistic and highly offensive to some in this age, but we can't deny nature and our instincts. It's as simple as that. All of this is a reality that is never taught to younger men and women. It's something all of us learn as we age. As men, we get to find out why girls our age prefer some old dude who's got a good job, drives a classy car, and can buy her luxury vacation and designer handbags. All of this happens as we wonder and look on, trying to calculate when we'll be able to pay off our college debt. Just look at the advent of OnlyFans and the idea of sugar daddies. Older men are happier with younger women because they're more feminine, fit, and beautiful, and are happy with what the man can provide for her. While older women will whine, not be grateful for what the man can provide, and will probably have insecurities regarding their health and beauty. So, it's just a natural order of things. I guess this is how it has always been. Remember, every freshman dating an upperclassman is one fewer freshman girl for freshman guys to date, except this will never stop. This is also why most men are invisible to women. It's hard to compete against 3-to-1 odd. If there are 3 girls per guy, you can bet most girls would be invisible to guys too. And by those odds above, a guy needs to be top 30% even to play the game. Even at the top 30%, the guy would still be a below-average option. Because in terms of dating, women are born valuable, while men have to become valuable. Men value women for who they are, aka their beauty, femininity, ability to give birth, etc. So basically, things that you receive by default when you are born. When women preserve these things by not sleeping around, demolishing their bodies through excessive body modifications, etc., then women can sustain their attractiveness for as long as Mother Nature allows it in a natural way. So, however politically incorrect this might sound, it's the reality that all of us, men and women, have to face and come to terms with. Women exploit their younger years and enjoy their time with older men. While older men know they can provide a lifetime of joy and excitement to these younger women, it's a natural cycle, and both men and women should be aware of it to enjoy it. The only losers here are men and women who don't know the reality or choose to ignore it. Younger men should therefore not waste their time with women and focus on building themselves up, while older women should realize they need to settle down with someone early on to avoid living a lonely life.